It's time once again for the Rose Chat Podcast, your source of inspiration and motivation to achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington as they explore the world of roses and chat with the world's top rose experts, authors, artists, curators, and more.
Since 1999, Rose Mania has been your one-stop source for all your rose care needs. From chemicals and safety equipment to garden tools and fertilizers, Rose Mania offers the top products at some of the best prices around. They even sell bare root roses. Rose Mania carries a full line of products to help battle fungal diseases, insects, and mites, while not harming the beneficial insects you want in your garden. Shipping is free on merchandise orders over $25. Their staff of consulting rosarians is available to answer your rose questions, so visit them today at rosemania.com.
Sydney Wade joins us from Rose Petals Nursery in Newberry, Florida. Hey, Sydney, welcome to Rose Chat.
Good morning, Chris and Teresa. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so glad you're here. Let's get started with your company motto. What does it mean to you to be preserving history one rose at a time?
Many of these roses, as you both know, are either out of commerce or are in commerce in just a few areas at just certain times. And with our motto and with our mission, we are trying to foster bringing these roses back so that more folks can have them available more of the time, not on waiting lists and that sort of thing, and that they don't become extinct.
That's been a shock to me through my tenure of growing roses, is that not everything's available all the time, and that is scary and shocking, and we're so thankful that there's people like you who are working hard to preserve them and so that future generations will have these. They're just such a wonderful part of our history. Sydney, you work every day with these historical beauties, and I'm sure you have tons of stories. And we on Rose Chat love roses and stories. So could you tell us about a few of your old garden favorites?
Well, one of our very favorites, of course, is Louis Philippe, China. He was bred in France in 1834. Gorgeous rebloomer. Grows to great heights here in Zone 8B. And from what I'm seeing throughout the country, does very well. Has an amazing fragrance. It's one of those roses that once you lose the petals and it lays on the table, it still is highly fragrant. Of course, there's Mrs. B.R. Kant. She is a tea, bred in 1901 in France. She is our namesake rose. She is the rose that's on our trailer and on our business cards. Full double bloom, reblooms throughout the season here, and is very fragrant. Those are just a couple.
I know we just had the honor of receiving a Miss B.R. Kant back in the fall, back in October. I was down at Dothan at a fall rose seminar, and someone gave me one of those roses and hasn't bloomed yet, and I am so excited to see this rose come to life in our garden.
You will be amazed, Chris.
Wow. And we planted it over in what we call our pink garden. We have a side part of our house that has only pink roses growing in it. And that was quite by mistake, but one day we looked up and I said, you know, Tina, we only have pink roses over here. What's up with that?
Well, Mrs. B.R. Kant is a good cut rose as well, so you can bring that in and put it in an arrangement and enjoy it in the house as well.
Oh, that's awesome. I love to. That's a big part of why I grow roses, is to be able to cut off the blooms and bring them in and give them away. So
that makes them so special, especially if they're fragrant. The first thing people do when you give them roses is to put their nose down in the bouquet, and it's so nice when you give them something lovely to smell. B.R. Kant, is that going to go well in my Zone 5 garden?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she will. Teas don't do well upwards of Zone 5. They will need some winter protection, but she will do well up to Zone 5.
Could you give a couple of recommendations for our friends that are a little colder than Zone 5?
We do. We have several that will do well for them. However, we do grow them in Florida. We are in outside of Gainesville, Florida. and we do grow them outside in nature, not in greenhouses. So what necessarily would be wonderful for up north won't grow well down here, and we don't spray. We use no chemicals. So we don't have an abundance of things. We leave those sorts of roses to the nurseries that are further north that can supply those roses.
You were talking about no spray, and we know that your garden is a no-spray garden. How easy are these roses to care for?
Oh, my goodness. Teresa, if they weren't easy, I could spend a lot better things with my time in retirement than doing this. They are very easy. I have grown them since, well, over 36 years, let's put it that way, and here right in Gainesville, Florida, and have very good success with no chemicals, no special fertilizers, just basic, normal care, water, and still have lovely roses.
That's great. Very economical, too. Tell us about your display gardens. As you describe them, I'm sure this is a very beautiful place, so tell us a little bit about your display gardens and your nursery, too.
It is a wonderful 5 acres of a rose display nursery. So when you come to the nursery, you not only see gallons of pots on a black mat waiting to be purchased, but you see these roses in the ground growing to great heights, blooming in their natural habitat without, as you said, chemicals. And folks can see what these roses will actually look like growing in nature. And from there, most folks don't have 5 acres. They can pick and choose what they think might be best in their particular area. And we have great fun. Every rose is labeled with its name and year of introduction or discovery. If it's a found rose, it is labeled found.
That's so good for people to know, I think. It just takes it to another level of enjoyment just to get the historical, so start connecting the dots that other generations grew this rose and even maybe who grew this rose. And we learn about so many wonderful people in history, like Josephine, who's attached to so many of these roses. And you're starting them out by giving them the label that gives them some of the basic information is a great way to preserve that, I think. So good job for that. It sounds like such a pretty place. Do you ever have special events there? What about weddings, or can people contact you about those kinds of things? Or
actually, we don't have too many special events. This is a hobby gone wild, to be honest with you. And it is something that I've done in my retirement, or we have done in our retirement. And because of that, we still like to be able to go and do. And so we are open the first Saturday of every month, or just about that. We ask folks to check the website. We have a ticker that runs across the top that keeps people in tune as to which day and what the times are, whether it's daylight savings time or not. And then we have folks who will call and say, Sid, would you meet me at the gate? And we don't live there, so we do have to take appointments, and we go and we open the gate, and we have a rose visit.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
So it really is walking through history. We really do have a good time walking and talking roses. We do email, have the email service on the website, and we do mail order all over the country with the exception of a couple states. We are just at the crossroads of opening up another state very, very soon. They had special requirements that we had to meet in order to get the restrictions lifted from Florida. Florida does have some special bugs and diseases that others, our guests, are afraid of, so we have to make special arrangements to make sure that those things don't go across the country. But folks are welcome to order, and we have had great success in shipping all over the country in a one-gallon container with the dirt, with the plant growing.
Well, I want to ask you about one of the bugs that I always hear Florida gardeners say that nematodes are a problem. And I heard it's more on budded roses than on root varieties. Is that right?
I believe you're right. I'm not an authority on budded roses, Chris, to be honest with you. En route is where we are, and that's what I have grown all of my adult life. I believe that if you give your soil a good prep, that many of the nematodes will stay at bay. You foster your earthworms and use products like Annie's and give them, you know, the good soil to grow in, then I believe that you'll do just fine. Although I will say we have grown them in straight sand here in Florida.
Yeah. No. I think you're right, though. I think the good soil makes all the difference. It's that foundation that you put into your garden that makes all the difference in the results of your garden. So I totally agree with that. I wanted to ask you about cuttings from roses and how – have you ever had people bring you a cutting and say, oh, this is in my grandmother's garden and I want to try to start a rose from it? Have you ever had that experience or –
Yes, Chris, we have that quite a bit. And it's so fun because they have seen the rose bloom, and in many cases I have not. So it's a challenge to get them to root and then to be able to give back to these folks roses that they can disperse through their family. I did that with my great-grandmother's rose down out in Ellington, Florida. It grew on the side of her rooming house, and I was able to grow them for all three of my sisters and give them to them. And, you know, it's a special thing when you can give folks back a piece of something they've given you.
Oh, wow. You are so right there. And, you know, it just continues that generational gardening legacy that our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents set up for us.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the other kind of rare, unusual roses that you have there at Rose Petals Nursery? I'd love to hear some of those.
Well, we are a collector. We do have what we call the illness of collecting roses. We don't know how to stop.
There's always room for one more, right? Yeah.
Yes. Well, we are up to upwards of 500 now. And many of them are still young. We have bought from several of the nurseries that we all know and love, and it is a mission of ours to be able to take these cuttings and root them. So when you look at our listing on our website, you will see many roses, and then you'll see many that are out of stock. And certainly we must understand that we have to grow those roses to a sizable size in order to take cuttings. So for me to say I have this particular rare or special rose, it may very well just be a band that's in a one-gallon pot that's just now growing out. 2 years, 3 years down the road, we may have some available for folks, but at this point we don't.
Mm-hmm.
What we do suggest, however, is for someone to make a wish list on our website, and we do have the system set up where as soon as I take a rose and put it out into stock, whatever rose that is, if it's on your wish list, you will receive an automated notice that that rose is available. And folks watch our website fairly closely, so as soon as a rose becomes available that they want, they purchase it online with either a credit card or PayPal, and that rose is theirs. That's why things go so quickly. So with the automated notice, you can buy it. I can either keep it at the nursery for you or ship it to you, however you feel you're ready, whatever zone you are in. So to answer a long answer to a short question, what special roses do you have? There are many.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's incredible. Sounds like I could just spend hours. And I went out on your website this week and was out there for, I know, at least an hour, just paging through all of the beautiful roses and reading some of their stories. So you definitely want to go out to rosepetalsnursery.com and check out their beautiful selection of roses.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, sure.
Sydney, I just love it that heirlooms are in such good hands, so we appreciate what you're doing so much.
Thank you so much, Teresa. I appreciate you both. This is a special mission for us, and we feel that we are doing something that our generations to come will benefit from. And hopefully, you know, one of these days when they're standing at the side of my side and they say, you know, Sid, she did a great job here. She was able to foster these roses into the future. And I hope that that's one thing that I'm able to have done in this lifetime.
That's beautiful, and I'm so glad that you're doing this. It's been so much fun to have you, and we hope you'll come back again to Rose Chat Radio.
Thank you very much, both of you, Teresa and Chris.
Oh,
and again, check out her website at rosepetalsnursery.com. She's even got some great little features there, like if you're new to gardening and you're not sure of your zone, she has a simple feature that can help you figure that out. And she has lots and lots of information about the details of the roses that we didn't get to talk about today, but go there, and you'll be fascinated to read the stories.
It's time to order roses for spring delivery, and S&W Greenhouse has just what you need. From knockouts to hybrid teas, S&W has the best. From weeks, star roses and plants, and new this year, a beautiful collection of David Austin English roses that are sure to make your garden the envy of the neighborhood. Check them out online at sw-greenhouse.com.
I chat, you chat, we all chat about Rose Chat. It's the place to talk roses online. Follow the Rose Chat hashtag on Twitter. Find us on Facebook or listen to the Rose Chat podcast on Blog Talk Radio. You can even listen on the go via iTunes and Stitcher app. Honey, you know I love me some Rose Chat. So come on, jump in and explore the wild and wonderful world of roses.